Hi, I am Harriana Hook, and welcome to the Memoir of a Descendant Stan. We always start each podcast off with a descendant's quote. So the descendant's quote of the day is, "What am I going to do with all this money?" Because we are going to be talking about a scam today. We're going to be talking about something that had to do with money. If you guys did read the description for this episode, we are going to be talking about black girl nerds. Now, the main reason I'm making this podcast is because I don't really see that much talk about what they have done, because many people don't know what they did that was so bad. That's why so many people are so confused when people tell other people, do not support this blog, don't support this brand, they are not good people. Recently, because you guys know, we're in a quarantine right now, so companies are trying to do what they can to try to give us some kind of entertainment. BET scheduled an event, an online event with Jamie Broadnax. And Jamie Broadnax is the founder of Black Girl Nerds, but then Black Twitter stopped it. Black Twitter put a stop to it. They didn't even let it happen. The BET was like, oh, we didn't know that happened. Our bad. But that just goes to show you that not many people know exactly what happened. And I'm going to explain that to you guys. Now, before I even get into it, I have like two different disclaimers to give. One, if I sound really tired today, it's because as you guys know, I always have trouble sleeping. And I went for a run this morning, and then I had lunch, and then I took some Benadryl, and it's still like wearing on my body right now. So yeah, I'm currently just sitting in my car recording this because I still wanted the fresh air, but I didn't want to be directly out in the sun because it was just a little too hot for me. The second disclaimer that I wanted to say is that I am always here for supporting black women bloggers and whatnot, and black owned companies and things like that. But when you mess with the people who support you or don't treat your own people right, that I have no respect for you. I'll probably still have some respect for you because you black like me, but very, very little respect for you because you don't do your own people like that. Like, it really be your own people. Like, I found an article, like one of the few articles that went into detail about what black girl nerds have done, and it's called "It Really Be Your Own People," and that's just how this all is. So I'm gonna get into detail. So first, we're gonna be talking about Jamie Broadnax. Now, Jamie Broadnax is the founder of Black Girl Nerds, and I didn't actually explain what Black Girl Nerds is. Black Girl Nerds is an online community. I'd say they're a blog. Yes, they are a blog because they are on multiple different platforms. They're a blog where black girls and women can come together and bond over being into comic books, TV show, movies, and whatnot. Basically, things that are just nerd culture. And because Black Girl Nerds was one of the first nerd blurred blogs, that's why it was so popular, because there are plenty of other blurred blogs out here, but not that many people know about them. But a lot of people do know Black Girl Nerds. They are one of the best well known because they were one of the first to do so. So Jamie Broadnax is the founder of Black Girl Nerds, and she is also the co-founder of Universal FanCon. Keep that in mind, co-founder, because she was trying to say that she was not a founder of Universal FanCon and just a member, but no, you were part of the organization. You were one of the few people that hosted it and put it together. So Universal FanCon was supposed to be a fan event that was going to take place in 2018, and it was basically Comic-Con. Like, it was just basically another Comic-Con. And I noticed that a lot of conventions nowadays are always trying to outdo Comic-Con, and it's just not the way to go. If that's what Black Girl Nerds was trying to do in Universal FanCon, they were just trying to outdo them. So they got their followers and supporters really excited about Universal FanCon. They had people donating money. They had people buying tickets. People were flying out and booking hotel rooms to stay in town so they can come to this convention for a few days. There were supposed to be a lot of vendors that were going to come too, and in order for you to be a vendor at a certain place, you do have to pay a fee. So people were paying fees for that, and I think that's where a lot of the donation money came from. Literally a week before the Universal FanCon supposed to happen, they canceled. They said, "Oh, we're not doing it anymore. Something happened and we can't do it anymore." So that just goes to show you that it was really unorganized because everybody was just really, really confused. Because if a big convention is supposed to be happening like that, it shouldn't get canceled that soon to the date. So that's how you know it was really unorganized and a lot of things weren't happening the way they should have. And moral of the story, nobody got their money back. It's just really, really tragic. So Jamie scammed everybody out of their money, and it's really, really sad. Like, I'll say black girl nerds in general. And they did release a statement about what happened with the Universal FanCon, and it was really long and drawn out. And I'm just like, y'all ain't sorry. Like, y'all, it's like they failed to take responsibility for their own actions because this was in black girl nerds' hands. And it wasn't, even if it wasn't all in their hands, it was in their hands. So they were responsible partially for what happened. So that's why a lot of the blame went on to them because they didn't do their part on what they were supposed to do right. And that's why if it went wrong, it went wrong. And like this article, I'm just like, who is like, it's like they're failing to take responsibility for their own actions. Like, I'll read y'all the last paragraph. I'm not gonna read y'all the whole thing because it's just a lot of mess, and it just makes you want to roll your eyes the entire time. But I'm going to read you the last paragraph of what it says. My statement, recollection of events, and acknowledgement of responsibility will, unfortunately, do nothing for those who have requested time off, put their livelihoods in jeopardy, and spent time on traveling, lodging, registration, and more. I am personally devastated to have broken the truth of our community. I know the only time to cause concrete resolutions will regain your trust, and I am prepared to work towards that and honor that truth. And I'm just like, girl, just give people their money back. Like, just give people their money back. And y'all heard the way I was reading it. She put so many freaking commas in here. I was just like, girl, it didn't call for that. It didn't call for that. I'm just getting, I feel like I'm just being rude at this point, but girl, I feel like I'm just like, it's been 2 years and people still have not gotten their money back. So it's like anytime Black Girl Nerds tries to do anything now, Black Twitter like a debunks them. After I found out, it took me a while to even find out that they did this. So after months of that, I unfollowed them on everything. Like, I used to follow them on all like social media platforms. I unfollowed them on everything because I don't want nothing to do with them. And I did collaborate with them one time, and I will get into that story. It wasn't really that good of an experience, and I kind of regret doing it. But you know, yeah, especially after knowing this. So, in the beginning of Black Girl Nerds, it wasn't like the beginning, but like somewhere in the beginning where they were still on the rise, they constantly asked for community contributions where we, the readers and the people that engaged in the content, we could contribute articles and art and things and whatnot to Black Girl Nerds to help them grow. So I used to be really, really big on doing nail art. I used to love doing nails. I stopped because I just kind of lost my passion for it. But yeah, I used to be like a really, really big nail art person. So I reached out to them asking, "Hey, could I do like a nail design?" And they were like, "Sure, you can." So I did, and they posted it like on their YouTube channel and whatnot. And mind you, that the YouTube channel was monetized. And they take like a lot of donations and whatnot from other people. I was unaware of that at the time until like this is when I was still kind of new to YouTube. Like, and then I figured out that, oh, wait a minute, they're making money off of our content that we're giving to them for free. So I was like, okay, that's kind of odd. It's a little odd, but okay. I'm not gonna like joke too much about it. There's not, I was like, we're black girls, we gotta stick together, don't get too angry about it or whatnot. And then I remembered I reached out to them again asking, could I do another nail art design that was This is like when I reached out to them again, they were a lot more popular. Like they were getting recognition from like television shows at this point and whatnot. They were just getting big. So I reached out to them again because I did want to collaborate with them again, to do an LR design, and I didn't hear anything back whatsoever. I thought it was just kind of strange. I didn't hear anything back, so I just proceeded to do the nail art still and just posted it on my channel. And yeah, that's just kind of like my little weird kind of interaction with Black Girl Nerds. It's just kind of like they became a little too cocky at that point. And this was right before like what happened where they didn't reach back to me. This is like kind of when they stopped talking to, this is when they kind of stopped taking fan contributions anyway. This was like because when they started getting big with other brands, this was a few months before their downfall when the scam happened and everybody was just angry with them. So that goes into my last issue that I was gonna talk about with Black Girl Nerds is that I mentioned, if you guys remember my podcast I did, my last few podcasts I did with my friend Saya, I did mention Black Girl Nerds briefly. And I was just talking about just don't, like, the blur community is really, really divided. Like, it just went back to that whole tokenism thing where they felt like they could be the only Black nerd blog out here, and they didn't want to support other Black nerd blogs at the end of the day. And I just don't get that. I just find that really odd. Like, I'm just, it's just like, why do you want to be the only one? The main reason that we need you is so other people will feel more comfortable with becoming something, because that's how a lot of magazines got started. They saw one person, they were like, okay, let's do something else. And then that's why we have all these different kinds of magazines now, because people wanted to contribute something different. And not all these Black girl type nerdy blogs are the same. Every single blur blog that I have come across has something different to offer. They're not all the same. So Black Girl Nerds, y'all are not the only people that are exclusive to being like this. Like that blur community has so many freaking issues in it. Like, but this is just like the main one where I'm like, why do y'all want to feel like y'all are the only Black people that can like something? I don't like that. It's so weird to me. Like, ugh, God. And I'm still reading the comments on that their post where she posted her apology, and the comments are so freaking funny. Like, everybody's just reading her the filth in it, and I don't feel bad for her at all. Like, she knew what she was doing, and she, to this day, she still fails to recognize that she was wrong and give the people her money back. And she's not even trying to give them money back. It's like she addressed it like literally one time and never again. And I'm just like, that's not the way to go about it. You don't do that to people. You don't treat. It just baffles me how you would literally treat your own people like this. Like, first of all, you already got too cocky and you act like you can't talk to us when we want to interact with you and bond with you over things that like kind of set us apart from society. And then you just take people money and run with it. I don't like that. Okay, now I'm just rambling on at this point. I'm just getting more and more angry the more I talk about this because it just makes me so mad. And to this day, I still see people reaching out to them and working with them and whatnot. And I'm just like, I wish y'all would know the truth. But at the end of the day, you have to remember that this is a brand and this is a company. And a lot of brands and companies do really, really slimy things for money. And that's disgusting. Like, there are a lot of genuine ones out here that I donate my money to and I love and support. There are a lot of genuine ones out here, but it's so hard to look for those genuine people because usually the genuine ones don't have that big of a following. And it's just sad to see how Black Girl Nerds really didn't have a following at all to begin with. Like, they did have a big following because they were like the first of its kind. But it's like they never really started off as a small community. And I think that's why it just kind of went downhill from the beginning. Like, I feel like if people have more humble beginnings with their businesses, they're more less likely to be fraudulent. Let's just leave it at that. I went off. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I will repeat the sentence quote of the day again. What am I going to do with all this money? And yes, what exactly are y'all doing with all this money that y'all took from these people? Like, if Like, are you just keeping it for yourselves? Are you using it to invest in your brand? Like, what was so important about you getting all that money to where you couldn't give it back to people? That's like my main concern with Black Girl Nerds. Thank you guys for listening to an episode of The Memoir of a Descendant Stan, and I will see you on the next one.